The dragon belonging to Hiccup was much, much smaller than the others. His name was Toothless, an emerald-green common or garden dragon with enormous eyes and a sulky expression. He was whining to Hiccup in Dragonese.
These Vikings get crazy. Toothless got salt in his wings. Toothless sitting in a big cold puddle. Toothless hungry. Feed me.
He tugged at Hiccup's trousers.
Toothless need food now.
Dragonese was the native tongue of the dragons. I have translated it into English for the benefit of those readers whose Dragonese is a bit rusty. Hiccup was the only Viking who could understand this fascinating language.
I'm sorry, Toothless, Hiccup winced as the boat plunged maniacally downwards on the back of another monstrous wave, but this is not a good moment.
Thor only knows, yelled Gobber, how you useless lot got initiated into the tribe of the Hairy Hooligans. But you now face 4 tough years on the pirate training programme before you can truly call yourselves Vikings.
Oh, great, thought Hiccup gloomily.
We will begin with the most important Viking skill of all, sword fighting at sea.
Gobber grinned.
The rules of pirate sword fighting are... There are no rules. In this lesson, biting, gouging, scratching, and anything else particularly nasty all get you extra points. The first boy to call out, I submit, shall be the loser.
Or we all drown, muttered Hiccup, whichever is the sooner.
Now, shouted Gobber, I nominate the first boy as Dog's Breath the Durbrain. Who's gonna fight him?
Dog's Breath the Durbrain grunted happily at the thought of spilling blood. Dog's Breath was a mindless thug of a boy, with hairy knuckles that practically grazed the ground as he walked, and mean little eyes, and a big ring in his flared nostrils made him look like a bristly boar with a bad character.
Who shall fight Dog's Breath? Repeated Gobber the Belch.
10 of the boys stuck their hands up with cries of, Ooh, sir, me, sir, please, sir, choose me, sir, wildly excited at the thought of being smooshed into a pulp by Dog's Breath the Durbrain. This was predictable. That's what most hooligans were like. But what was more surprising was that Hiccup also leapt to his feet, shouting, I nominate myself, Hiccup Horrendous Haddock the Third. This was unusual, because while Hiccup was the only son of Chief Stoic the Vast, he was not what you might call naturally sporty. He was nearly as bad at bashy ball, thugger and all the other violent Viking games as his best friend Fishlegs. And Fishlegs had a squint, a limp, numerous allergies and no coordination whatsoever.
What has got into you? Whispered Fishlegs. Sit down, you lunatic. He'll murder you.
Don't worry, Fishlegs, said Hiccup. I know what I'm doing here.
Okay, Hiccup, boomed Gobber in surprise. Get up here, boy, and show us what you're made of.
If I'm ever going to be chief of this tribe, whispered Hiccup to Fishlegs as he started taking off his jacket and buckling on his sword, I'm going to have to be a hero at something.
Trust me, said Fishlegs, this is not your thing. Clever ideas, yes. Talking to dragons, yes. But one-to-one combat with a brute like Dog's Breath, absolutely no, no, no.
Hiccup ignored him. The horrendous Haddocks have always had a gift for sword fighting. I reckon it's in the blood. Look at my great-great-grandfather, Grimbeard the Ghastly. Best sword fighter ever. Yes, but have you ever done any sword fighting before? Asked Fishlegs.
Well, no, admitted Hiccup, but I've read books on it. I know all the moves, the piercing lunge, the destroyer's defence, Grimbeard's grapple, and I've got this great new sword.
The sword was, indeed, an excellent one. A swift point scare maker with go-faster stripes and a handle shaped like a hammerhead shark. Besides, said Hiccup, I'm never going to be in actual danger. The pirates in training practised with wooden cases on their swords.
Molly Codlin, we never did that in my day, was Gobber's opinion. However, it did mean the hooligan tribe ended up with more live pirates at the end of the programme.
Fishlegs sighed.
Okay, you madman. If you have to do this, keep looking in his eyes. Keep your sword up at all times. And say a big prayer to Thor the Thunderer because you're going to need all the help you can get.